local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you to hour number three on a very busy Thursday. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin hanging out with you here for about 50 minutes as we get you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Our show started in the 4 o'clock hour with the breaking news that Donald Trump, the former president, found guilty on all 34 counts in his criminal hush money trial in New York City. The 34 counts, of course, tied to hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels and the cover up of business records in the lead up to the 2016 election. Trump is due to be sentenced on July 11th, and right now at 6:10, we'll play for you his full statement that he made to the media, not taking questions, before leaving the courtroom today.
This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt. It's a rigged trial, a disgrace. They wouldn't give us a venue change. We were at 5% or 6% in this district, in this area. This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here. You have a sore-respect DA and the whole thing. We didn't do a thing wrong. I'm a very innocent man. And it's okay. I'm fighting for our country. I'm fighting for our Constitution. Our whole country is being rigged right now. This was done by the Biden administration in order to wound or hurt an opponent, a political opponent. And I think it's just a disgrace. And we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end and we'll win because our country's gone to hell. We don't have the same country anymore. We have a divided mess. We're a nation in decline, serious decline. Millions and millions of people pouring into our country right now from prisons and from mental institutions, terrorists, and they're taking over our country. We have a country that's in big trouble, but this was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
All right, so again, full statement there from former President Trump there. Legal team expected to appeal. Again, that sentencing July 11th. Also in our top stories today, nearly 180,000 people still without power in Texas after the severe storms over the weekend. Power outages expected to continue to be a multi-day issue throughout the rest of the week here into the weekend. A top Israeli leader says the war in Gaza probably lasts another 7 months. That from the National Security Advisor, who said on public radio they expect another 7 months of combat to, quote, achieve the destruction of the military and governing capabilities of both Hamas and the Islamic Jihad. 6:13 here at News Radio Pensacola. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together, starting with Alan Strum.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Very little chance for rain on Friday, though an isolated shower may pop up. High temps will be in the upper 80s. Now, for the weekend, everything changes. We have high rain chances, or at least a little on the high side for Saturday at 60%. So look for some scattered thunderstorms, and then the rain chance on Sunday is 50%. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and just a few spots with some minor issues here on the roads. That's if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. Still got some minor congestion there, but nothing too severe. Man, Gulf Breeze Parkway was giving us some trouble all this evening until now. There's virtually no congestion on the roads. It just disappeared as mysteriously as it had arrived. And there may still be a little bit of backups, very minor, on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and a little bit that have resurged, I suppose. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, that's on Caroline Street, trying to head into downtown Milton. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. The best part of summer is already here. That's locally grown Fresh from Florida watermelon. Fresh from Florida, there's sunshine in every bite, Joe.
All right, very good. Getting some reaction from Florida politicians to the historic verdict in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Here's Senator Marco Rubio reacting with Fox News.
The shock is not that they went after him. They've been doing this against Trump for 7-8 years. The shock is that this could happen in America. I grew up listening to people tell me about show trials and things that happen in Cuba. This is a show trial.
And on X, Congressman Matt Gaetz says, quote, "This verdict is the corrupt result of a corrupt trial, corrupt judge, and a corrupt DA. We will stand with President Trump now more than ever to save the country." Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh won't face any investigations moving forward over concerns over possible sunshine violations related to leaked text messages from a cell phone. Back on May 21st, an Escambia County grand jury returned a no true bill, meaning that no probable cause was found to determine whether a crime was committed. Back in December, State Attorney Ginger Bowden-Madden said her office would review the allegations of improper communication that centered around messages between Bergosh and David Baer, CEO of the Lewis Baer Company. On his blog, Bergosh says, quote, "Of course I knew I was innocent. I follow the law." Escambia Sheriff's Office says shots fired in Century last night. Deputies investigating that. This happened on Hilltop Road. A resident reported they heard 4 to 6 shots and then heard somebody yell, "Where are you at?" Deputies say 4 9-millimeter shell casings were found at the scene. Also, a cell phone found nearby wood line. Deputies say no victims or suspects have been identified as of now. And staying in Century, residents in the northern Escambia County area have a new resource available to parents that need help getting essential baby items. The North Escambia Stork Stock opens in Century next month. It'll provide families in need with diapers, wipes, formula, clothing, and other items. You can access the center Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 5:30, Thursday, 8 to 5, and then on Fridays, 8 until 12:30. That center is located at the Community Health Century Pediatrics Office. Also, Channel 3 did an interview with Mayor Heather Lindsay, Milton's mayor, following a lawsuit that was filed against her by Milton City Attorney, as well as her recent resignation from the City of Pensacola as Assistant City Attorney. She says the lawsuit filed by Andrade is personal, and as far as her resignation goes, saying that the City of Pensacola initiated those conversations with her, which left her surprised. Lindsay, in her resignation letter, said she looked forward to clearing her name in the upcoming proceedings. Andrade alleges that Lindsay has been unwilling to comply with public records requests that center around the turbulent hiring of former city manager Scott Collins. We'll take a break there at 6:18, back with a look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Six 22 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you on a very busy, busy Thursday. Of course, the top story here locally, nationally, is that Donald Trump found guilty, the first president found guilty in a criminal proceeding today, guilty on all 34 counts, heard his statements following that verdict earlier this hour. We also heard last hour from the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. There is going to be an appeal. Sentencing is scheduled for July 11th. And, of course, Trump reiterating what he has said throughout the course of the trial is that it is a sham, a show trial, and politically motivated by the Biden White House in campaign. 6:23 now as we look at our state headlines today. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, thanks to climate change, storms are intensifying much quicker, so a tropical storm could become a Cat 3 hurricane within 60 hours.
You don't have to, you know, go from South Florida to Central Florida. You just have to get outside of the flood zone so that you can avoid the storm surge in particular and the intensity of the wind.
She says your hurricane prep kit should be stocked with 5 days' worth of supplies, as it's no longer the first 72 on you, but 1 week ready.
And along that similar line, a survey recently conducted by AAA shows more than 27% of residents say they would ignore evacuation warnings as severe weather moves in. The majority of those surveyed say they would not leave their homes unless the system were at least a Category 3. The main reasons for people wanting to stay are to fix potential property damage and because they don't know where else to go.
The state of Florida will soon require insurance agents who write policies with citizens to get at least three offers their customers can sign on with the state-backed company. Here's more from Reed Shepard.
This is part of legislation approved earlier this year and signed into law by Governor DeSantis. Mark Friedlander with the Insurance Information Institute says part of an ongoing effort by citizens to shed policies and lower its risk exposure.
And even though depopulation is growing very well, they've moved over 400,000 policies to the private market. They're also adding new policies. They've added about 200,000 policies during that same time frame.
As a result, Friedlander says the company has a long way to go to reach its ideal size of 400,000 to 500,000 homeowner policies. I'm Reed Shepard.
And a law will soon go into effect benefiting Floridians who are looking to buy a new home. Governor Ron DeSantis signed 9 bills yesterday, including one that will require people selling their residential properties to disclose past flooding incidents. The measure will make sellers fill out a form stating whether they have filed insurance claims or received federal assistance related to flooding. The legislation will go into effect in October, a month before the end of hurricane season. 625 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. A lot of our congestion has just about died down. We still maybe have a little bit if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile or westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
All right, thank you. Looking at our forecast.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows in the low 70s, highs Friday, upper 80s. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, and there's just a real small chance for an isolated shower on Friday, but rain chances go up for the weekend, 60% on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Continuing on with our national headlines today, a jury finding the alleged leader of the doomsday cult, Chad Daybell, guilty of killing his wife's two children and his former wife.
In regards to count one of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tylee Ryan and grand theft by deception? Guilty.
Last year, his wife, Lori Vallo Daybell, was also found guilty of the three murders and sentenced to life in prison in a separate trial.
And over a dozen states are urging a federal probe into the Texas murder of a BLM protester. A letter from 13 Democratic attorney generals is calling for the Department of Justice to investigate the death of Garrett Foster. Foster was shot in 2020 during a Black Lives Matter protest in Austin by Daniel Perry, who was convicted of murder and sentenced to 25 years in prison. Earlier this month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott granted a full pardon to Perry, claiming that he was protected by the state's Stand Your Ground law.
Well, Austin, it appears that North Korea has upgraded their aerial assault capabilities.
Is that so?
Yesterday, of course, we told you that they were accused by their neighbors to the south of launching balloons armed with carrying feces and excrement over the border. Well, today, reportedly launching 10 short-range ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. South Korean leaders condemned the launch and promised to respond to any provocation. In Japan, where some missiles reportedly landed inside the nation's exclusive economic zone, the prime minister says the launches are a violation of UN Security Council resolutions.
You're right. That is quite a leap in the formidability there on North Korea's part. President Biden will mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day in Normandy, France, next week. Biden will deliver remarks and meet with American veterans and their family members to honor the landing of Allied troops in Normandy during World War II. The invasion took place on June 6, 1944, and marked the beginning of the liberation of Europe from Nazi Germany from the West.
House Republicans want access to Anthony Fauci's private emails and cell phone records. A subcommittee investigating the origins of the COVID pandemic is scheduled to hear testimony from him next week. The panel is seeking communications related to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origins of the pandemic, and lawmakers say new evidence suggests Fauci may have used his personal accounts to communicate about official government business related to the pandemic.
And Wall Street closing with stocks sharply lower. This comes after cloud software company Salesforce had its worst day in two decades after missing on quarterly earnings. Investors will look for the release of tomorrow's PCE report, which the Federal Reserve uses to gauge inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 330 points to 38,111. The S&P 500 dropped 31 points to 5,235, and the NASDAQ lost 183 points to 16,737.
Now, Ria, looking at our top three stories, of course, the big story today is the conviction of former President Donald Trump in New York City, found guilty on all 34 counts. The first American president to stand trial and be found guilty in a criminal case. Top Israeli official says the war in Gaza will probably last another 7 months. That from the National Security Advisor, saying it's expected to achieve the destruction of the military and governing capabilities of both Hamas and Islamic Jihad. And Texas, nearly 180,000 people still without power after severe storms pummeled the state earlier this week. Power outage is expected to be a multi-day issue, and more severe weather in the forecast throughout the day today as well. 6:30, we will take a break there, a look at our sports news, health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, and a lot more still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
This is a Fox News alert. Guilty on 34 counts. The jury in former President Trump's hush money case found him guilty of falsifying business records and other charges in connection to payments made to former adult film star Stormy Daniels. He said afterwards,
"This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt."
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says prosecutors from his office followed the facts and law without fear or favor.
"They are model public servants, and I am proud and humbled to serve side by side with them."
This is the first time a former U.S. president has been convicted in a criminal case. The former president could face up to 4 years in prison. Sentencing is set for July. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel are a step closer to combining. The companies today said they have received all regulatory approvals outside of the United States for their proposed $14.9 billion merger. The steelmakers now need to secure an approval in the U.S., where the deal is facing regulatory scrutiny and increasing political opposition, including from President Joe Biden. Boeing has been told it won't be allowed to increase 737 MAX production just yet. Officials of the jet maker today met with U.S. regulators about the company's efforts to deal with safety issues. The Federal Aviation Administration announcing that its enhanced oversight of Boeing will continue for several more months. Boeing shares ended fractionally higher today. Another rough day for investors overall, the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbling another 330 points. The S&P 500 eased 31 points today, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite skidded 183, or 1.1%. That's Your Money.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Jalen Waddle just signed a three-year contract extension worth nearly $85 million. Tua Tagovailoa enters this season with Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Odell Beckham Jr., Raheem Mostert, and Devon Achane. There are no more excuses for Miami. Just making the playoffs isn't good enough. It's time for the Dolphins to take that next step, and until I see them do it, I'll continue to think this team will come up short. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. In our last traffic update, we just had some very minor issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But both of those places have seemingly just about cleared out, so there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Very little chance for rain on Friday, though an isolated shower may pop up. High temps will be in the upper 80s. Now, for the weekend, everything changes. We have high rain chances, or at least a little on the high side for Saturday at 60%. So look for some scattered thunderstorms, and then the rain chance on Sunday is 50%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Busy day in sports today, right, Austin?
Yes, that is true. Looking at Women's College World Series here, we got a scoreboard update. First of all, we touched on this earlier in the evening. UCLA, number 6, they beat number 14 Alabama 4-1. Number 2 Oklahoma beat number 10 Duke 9-1. Let's see. Number one, Texas, and number eight, Stanford. That started at the top of the hour, and it looks like they are tied at zero in the bottom of the second, so not much going on there. We're also going to have number four, Florida, and number five, Oklahoma State, at 8:30 tonight on ESPN2. And we also had Braves and Nationals start just under 20 minutes ago, and they are tied at zero in the top of the second inning there, so there's not a ton going on that. Later on tonight, we also have NHL and NBA playoff action. In the NHL, Panthers at Rangers at 7 o'clock on ESPN, and Mavs at Timberwolves at 7:30 on TNT. So definitely some a pair of games you're not going to want to miss there. And then we've got a few headlines, a couple in the NFL. Miami Dolphins have agreed to a contract extension with wide receiver Jaylen Waddle. 3-year deal, $84.75 million. That includes $76 million guaranteed. The average annual value is the fourth highest amongst wide receivers and the third most in guarantees. So quite a lucrative deal there for Waddle. And then Chiefs D lineman Isaiah Bugs turned himself into Tuscaloosa County Jail after mistreating two dogs. The dogs were found on the porch of what appeared to be a vacant home without food or water and appeared malnourished, with one of them ultimately being euthanized. Bugs was released on $600 bond. Doesn't do much to help the already controversial image of the Chiefs there. So if they weren't villains already, they're getting pretty close to it. And then in golf, that's college golf for a change. Auburn's men's golf team held off Florida State yesterday to win their first ever NCAA men's golf title. So congrats to the Tigers there.
Yeah, absolutely. Who do you got winning the Western Conference Game 5 tonight?
Oh, geez. I'm going to give it to Dallas. I'm really hoping that they just kind of snap out of it and you know, nip this at the bud. Because I'm hoping for their sake, because if they don't, I think they really are in jeopardy. If they give up two straight, I think the Timberwolves are going to start cooking.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. You know, if they get through tonight and the Timberwolves, of course, they are at home.
Yeah.
But going into that game six, man, you know, you're up 3-0. Timberwolves have won a couple. The belief is obviously festering and building. And
you're starting to panic.
It's yeah, that's rough there. All right, 640 here at News Radio Pensacola, looking at our health business and science notes today. A 3-hour meeting between Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration today about the plane company's improved quality and training.
We've made quite a few changes since that January 5th incident, most significantly putting a couple dozen inspectors in the facility itself. So moving from more of an audit approach to oversight to audit plus inspection that continues and that will continue going forward.
In February, the FAA gave Boeing 90 days to come up with a plan to address systemic quality control issues after a door panel blew off a passenger plane mid-flight in January. Boeing said earlier this month that it has increased training hours for employees and added over 7,000 new tools for commercial airplane work.
And the world's largest digital camera is going global. Scientists in California just shipped it to Chile after spending 20 years working on it. The camera is the size and weight of a small car and now sits atop a mountain. Officials call it the last piece of the puzzle for an observatory that will start a decade-long study of the solar system and Milky Way late next year. The goal is to catalog about 37 billion objects.
Four people have been arrested in what European authorities are calling the largest ever operation against botnets. Europol says over 100 internet servers that were being used to install malware were either taken down or disrupted in the international operation that was carried out last week. A spokesperson for Germany's federal police say the arrests were made in Armenia and Ukraine, and that one of the main suspects earned over $74 million in crypto by renting out criminal infrastructure sites to deploy ransomware.
And a massive amount of lithium has been unearthed in Pennsylvania. University of Pittsburgh scientists said the discovery could eventually supply more than a third of what the U.S. needs. The U.S. Geological Survey calls lithium a critical mineral used for rechargeable batteries, including in cell phones and electric vehicles. Researchers noted that lithium is seen as essential to the nation's economy for energy, manufacturing, and defense.
Taco Bell's Cheez-It collaboration is going nationwide next week. Next Thursday. For a limited time, the Big Cheez-It Tostada and Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme will be on menus all over the U.S. Taco Bell says that in test markets, the items proved to be overwhelmingly positive reactions there. So,
Very
not
nice.
A Taco Bell guy, but if you are, God bless you, and I hope you enjoy them.
I haven't had Taco Bell actually in a while, which is weird because I have fast food rather often. But that's neither here nor there. Walgreens is lowering prices on more than 1,300 of its items for its summer of savings. It joins competitors Target, Michaels, Walmart, and Amazon in announcing thousands of price cuts. The items range from vitamins to potato chips to swimming goggles.
And Senator Bernie Sanders criticizing the makers of the popular weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy. Novo Nordisk says the high list price at around $1,000 for a month is a result of the complex and expensive U.S. healthcare system. After providing rebates to patients and paying fees to middlemen, they keep only 60% of the list price from Ozempic and Wegovy. Researchers at Yale say that the cost to manufacture a month's supply of Ozempic is under $5. Sanders warns that these drugs could potentially bankrupt Medicare and Medicaid.
Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not a lot going on the roads here. We did have some congestion here and there on Pine Forest Road and Caroline Street, but both of those have seemingly cleared up. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows in the low 70s. Highs Friday, upper 80s. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. And there's just a real small chance for an isolated shower on Friday. But rain chances go up for the weekend, 60% on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. A big night for me, Austin. Going to race home and turn it on to Ion. Because it's 7 o'clock, the Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals are tonight with 8 finalists competing for the title. I love this for a lot of reasons. Number one is the chance that something hilarious may happen. Stay tuned. We'll play some of our favorites over the years. I try to beat the contestants, right? Because, I mean, if you're going to watch the spelling bee, right, you got to try. But I guess they do have the words on the screen, so that doesn't necessarily do anything.
Yeah,
but,
you got to cover it.
Well, I got to close my eyes when they're up there.
I always thought that I would, like, have been decent at a spelling bee. I never competed in one, I don't believe.
Really?
But I also remember in second grade, I spelled doctor with an E in it. Uh-huh. So maybe
scarred?
It was the best. Yeah, D-O-C-T. ER is how I spelled doctor.
Well, let's do this, Austin. I have Googled the winning words of the National Spelling Bee since 2000. I see just 6 of them. There was like 2023 down to 2018. Let's just go with last year's winning word.
Okay.
It was won by a contestant in Florida, actually, Dev Shaw from Largo. The winning word was samophile.
Samophile. Okay, the S. Are you gonna? How about you do this? You just do a buzzer when I'm wrong. Okay.
Okay.
So S. What? Yeah. Forget this. C. C.
It is P S.
Whatever.
A M M O P H I L E. Yes. Yeah. If you would have had the language of origin there, you probably would have been able to put two and two together.
That's another thing. I probably wouldn't ask for a hint. I would just think, okay,
you would just
I got
be
this.
Like, I got this. Yep.
Yeah, and then get first rounded, apparently.
Yeah. All right. Here are some of our favorite moments in the past from the National Spelling Bee. Here was the Napoleon Dynamite impression.
Chinook. May I please have the definition?
Chinook means a warm, moist, southwest wind of the Pacific coastal region of North America from Oregon northward.
Do the chickens have large talons? We'll check that.
Now, looking at the video quality here,
that was a good impression.
It was. I'm guessing this was about a year after Napoleon Dynamite came out, because I think it was like 2002, 2003, somewhere like that.
Oh, wow.
So I think this was from right around that time. Looking there. Another favorite featuring the awesome Harvard-educated professor. I don't know if he's Harvard-educated, but I believe he's an Ivy League academic scholar, Dr. Jacques Bailey, who is the one that says the words and then reads to them and helps them out with the language and all that.
Other?
Fejawada.
Watch for his reaction on the language of origin.
May I have the sentence, please?
Tabitha discovered that while her milkshake brought all the boys to the yard.
Oh, boy.
Oh, stop. Oh, boy. So, yes. Whoever thought of that sentence, just to be helpful there, that's awesome. And of course, my personal favorite,
Mishra returns.
Numna.
What'd you call me?
Numbnut? What?
Numbnut.
Numbnut is a felt or sheepskin pad placed between a horse's back and the saddle to prevent chafing. Can I say it and then you say it?
Yeah.
Numna.
Oh, Numna.
You worked in something.
Oh, yes, that pesky word. Austin, could you spell Numna?
Okay, is it K or N to start with?
This is a spelling bee. Okay. This isn't holding your hand, following you along.
K-N-U-M-B-N-A.
B-N-A?
I don't know, numb.
Oh, no, I see where you're going there.
The English sucks.
Yes, no, it's not numb, N-U-M-B-N-A. Well, you also had an unnecessary K there at the start
well,
as well.
Well, sorry, I was scared after my first mess up.
It is N-U-M-N-A-H, numna.
Okay, spelling's for nerds.
All right, 6:50, we'll take a break there.
I won't be watching tonight.
I know you won't. Finishing up this hour with wacky stories and good news. We got a couple of doozies there as well.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about a really significant keynote speech that was given by retired four-star Navy Admiral Harry Harris at the Navy Days Gala at the museum. And a very interesting speech about U.S. foreign policy and international relations, China, Taiwan, North Korea, Russia, Ukraine, Israel. Very interesting. We've podcast the whole speech on our Facebook page. And also, you can listen to my commentary on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding down a very busy Thursday here on News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Top story today and continuing coverage later on this evening and tomorrow as well. Donald Trump found guilty on all 34 counts in his criminal hush money trial. According to Fox News, he has an interview or a press conference scheduled for 10 o'clock our time tomorrow. I'm sure we'll carry that live. Yeah, that was, of course, the big breaking story here just as we came on the air during the 4 o'clock hour. The last segment, we've been having some fun with the National Spelling Bee. The final is tonight. 8 contestants remain. And we've been having our News Radio Spelling Bee, where Austin has given his best effort, or worst, depending on your point of view.
I'm already no longer invested. So.
Yes, he is 0 for 2 on the winning words, and we'll see if he can go 1 for 3, a nice little 333 batting average in his spelling career. We'll give him the 2017 winning word, Maracane.
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 Okay, so M. Okay. Okay, now it gets tough.
Maracane.
Yeah, I heard you. Maracane. So M-A?
Listen, this is spelling bee. Like, I don't know. I can't help you with this.
Okay, I wouldn't put a U in there because it's not Maracane. So Maracane. M-A-R. A second R. E-C-A-N-E. I don't know.
It was M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N, Maracane.
Oh. Well, see, it's like I'm trying to think about like sounding it out. And yes. And while that is spelled like it sounds, it's like it can sound multiple ways.
That's why they have the questions about language of origin. And
I don't even know if that would help
sentence.
Me.
Well, of course not, because you got to actually study the different things. Because,
correct.
There's some that just give it away. Like if I say, oh, this is Greek, well, then you know that Greek words start with a certain way or they end a certain way, right? You know,
man,
so
when I got in more advanced schooling, I was like writing my Super Bowl predictions in my notebook. Right. I wasn't friggin' paying attention.
I understand.
6:55, one more quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. May not be able to spell, but I can see. And I'm looking at the map here, and I can tell you right now there's not much going on the road. So if you are dealing with issues, they shouldn't hold you up for long.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Very little chance for rain on Friday, though an isolated shower may pop up. High temps will be in the upper 80s. Now, for the weekend, everything changes. We have high rain chances, or at least a little on the high side for Saturday at 60%. So look for some scattered thunderstorms, and then the rain chance on Sunday is 50%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Looking at some wacky stories, this one is awesome. A Michigan man with a suspended driver's license is in trouble after he logged into his Zoom court hearing while doing what? Austin, what would your guess be?
Driving.
That is correct.
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually.
So driving.
I'm parking right now.
This is a driver with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
Oh.
That is what the charge is, Your Honor, yes.
He's suspended, and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
I don't even know why he would do that. So defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is to turn himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
Suddenly, I don't feel stupid anymore.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I like the, hey, are you driving? Well, actually,
I'm parking.
I am driving. Yes, that's what I'm doing. But I'm pulling in to my doctor's right now as if that is somehow not confirming that he is, in fact, driving.
Exactly.
But, yes, that was hilarious.
What a fool. A video of a UFO sighting at the Bethpage Air Show on Long Island over the weekend has people talking. The video shows a small spherical object flying across the sky at lightning speed during the Blue Angels performance on Friday. Maybe you've heard of those fellas. The sphere's appearance in the video lasts for only a millisecond. A report filed with the National UFO Reporting Center says the object was as high as 41,000 feet.
Yeah, and the photo, Andrew shared it on our News Radio Facebook page there. You clearly see the Blue Angel jet doing its thing, and to its right, that mysterious object right there. So
weird.
It's very troubling. looking at some good news. Hey, here's a good one here locally. Max Preps naming a Pace softball player as Florida's Player of the Year. That's Jaden Hevener, a senior pitcher who just led the Patriots to a state title. On the season, she had a record of 25-2 with 322 strikeouts. Also had a .434 batting average and 12 home runs. In last week's 2-0 win in the state championship game, not only did she pitch a shutout, not only did she have 16 strikeouts in that shutout, she also had the she was responsible for the two runs, hitting a two-run home run. Wow. She'll be playing softball at LSU, so congratulations to Jaden. That is awesome.
Yeah, she does a little bit of everything. Let's see. A guy in Kansas named Doyle Archer just earned a Guinness World Record for oldest truck driver in the world. He's 90 years old and still trucking with no plans to retire. He's been at it more than 60 years now and logged 5.5 million miles.
Pretty cool photo and story here. A guy in England in the news after installing a little free library outside of his home, but it's for DVDs, and he even souped it up to make it look like a tiny Blockbuster store. When you open the two front doors, you'll see two rows of DVDs, even some soda cans and bags of candy as well.
That's awesome.